Right. Fis-sem tal-Missier tal-Ibn tal-Spiritu Santu. Amen. Alla tista' kollox dawwa lil-moħħna u ħeġġeġ xilqalbna fl-Ispirtu tiegħek biex dak kollu li aħna nagħmlu f'din il-kamra jkun ta' glorja lilek u ta' ġid għall-poplu tagħna. Fis-sem tal-Missier tal-Ibn tal-Spiritu Santu. Amen. Nilqa' lil-kulħadd tal-laqgħa numru 47 illum l-erba' 29 ta' Ottubru fejn hawnhekk se nkunu qegħdin diskutu proprio il rapport tal rapport annuali tal commissario tal ufficio tal commissario tat-tfal. Allora nistieden is-Sinjura Antoinette Vassallo kif ukoll lil-Su Garcia Vernon biex proprio jagħmlu l-preżentazzjoni tagħhom. Grazzi.
Grazie ħafna, Madam Chairman, u nisalm il-kom il-koll. Grazie tal-li passotu ta' kull sena niġi għandek biex nkun nistanati il-rapport tijak. Palma forse edin taraw, palissa qabel ma nibda tajtkom rapport annuali li qiegħed bil-Malti, għaliex way back kont ippreżentajna set ta' rapport bl-Ingliż li tpoġġa fuq il-mejda qabel ma ħriġtu għall-vaganzi. Imma in the meantime il-ħaqna m'għandih bil-Malti allura ta' ma jtiżwel nġibilkom wieħed bil-Malti wkoll. Irid nibda billi ngħid briefly illi naturalment bħalma tafu intom jiena bħala kummissarju għat-tfal x-xogħol tiegħi huwa proprju fuq id-drittijiet tat-tfal li naraw li l-importanti li aħna nipproteġu u nipromovu dawn id-drittijiet tat-tfal u biex taċċella għal dak kollu wieħed mid-drittijiet huwa proprju fuq il-parteċipazzjoni tat-tfal. U jekk wieħed ikollu jħares lejn dan ir-rapport li jiena għadni kemm intikom qed jagħti indikazzjoni proprju fuq kemm it-tfal qegħdin jipparteċipaw. Jiena nemmen li l-parteċipazzjoni għalkemm huwa dritt tagħhom fundamentali bħal id-drittijiet l-oħra huwa importanti ħafna. X'aħna rridu li ninsimgħu it-tfal irridu naraw huma x'iridu jgħidulna, għax naturalment nemmen bisħieħ illi dak li jgħidulna rridu nieħdu konoxxenza għaliex jgħin li jenna u koll fix-xogħol tagħna u huwa importanti li aħna nagħtu dik il-fakultà illi nisimgħu. Ġifieri jiena ħana għedti brief fuq dan il-rapport li jkopri tas-sena l-oħra ta' 2024 u mal-ewwel tindunaw li hemmhekk qegħdin nagħtu prova ċara kemm it-tfal li parteċipaw. Jekk wieħed iħares u jiena tajtkom ukoll, Madam Chairman, tajtkom x'ismu fuq għandkom presentation, brief presentation ukoll fuq il-rapport tagħna u ħanimxi wkoll biex ma nqogħodx biex ma ntawwarx nitqaddejja fuq il-presentation. Briefly, hemmhekk qegħdin nitkellmu briefly ta' fuq l-international background għaliex bħalma tafu is-sena l-oħra kienet sena mimlija avvenimenti sbieħ u avvenimenti koroħ. U rrid insemmihom għaliex jekk wieħed iħares kien hemm il-gwerra tal-Ukraina kif ukoll tal-Vant Nofsani u aħna bħala kummissjoni, bħala uffiċċju li nħarsu dejjem l-interess tat-tfal, nemmen illi f'avvenimenti bħal dawn it-tfal weġġgħu ħafna, kellna ħafna mwiet u rajna kemm it-tfal batew, għaliex ultimately dejjem ibati l-aktar dak li huwa vulnerabbli u t-tfal huma vulnerabbli. U anke aħna bħala kumitat konna ħriġna stqarrija illi li daw it-tfal kienu qegħdin ibatu u kien hemm bżonn illi wkoll din il-gwerra ma tibqax teskala u tibqa' dejja kif kienet. Jiena bħala parti minn xogħli wkoll kull sena immur għaliex niltaqgħu aħna il-kummissarji tal-Ewropa u anke dak is-sena l-oħra stess il-koll flimkien ħriġna sqarrija vera qawwija fejn aħna ndikajna li l-gwerra hemm bżonn li tieqaf, hemm bżonn li jiftehmu għaliex kienet qed tagħmel ħafna ħsara u kien qegħdin imutu ħafna tfal. Naturalment semmejna wkoll hawnhekk fuq li għatem xi nies li huma dawk tal-far rights li dawna li jhom ħafna mill-human rights ma jaqblux magħhom. Imma llum il-ġurnata rridu nammettu wkoll illi hawn ħafna sitwazzjonijiet illi rridu naraw li għandhom id-dritt ukoll. Mhuwiex ħaġa li inti ma taċċettax, id-drittijiet umani huma ħafna, llum id-drittijiet kibru u rridu naċċettaw u naraw xi ridu dak li jkun. Hemm ħaġa oħra wkoll importanti fuq din tajna importanza ħafna wkoll fejn tidħol l-AI l-artificial ħanajtek għaddejja race għax nista' ngħidha bil-Malti, ġirja sfrenata fuq l-artificiali aw l-intelligence artificiali li din naturalment qed tieħu u qed tkun fuq fhom kulħadd għaliex tolqod direttament l-itfal, hemm ħafna affarijiet fuq xi wieħed jitkellem jista' jidħol fihom, imma kulħadd jaf li għalkemm fija t-tajjeb tagħha u li hemm ħafna ġid li jista' joħroġ u t-tfal għandhom ħafna fis-sens ċans li jistgħu jitgħallmu mit-teknoloġija, imma sfortunatament ukoll jista' jagħmel u jista' tkun ta' detriment ukoll l-itfal. Ġifieri nista' noqgħod nidħol fid-dettall għaliex hija però hija xi ħaġa li tinkwetani anke aħna bħal uffiċċju u li qiegħda fuq fhom kulħadd u hemm bżonn illi rridu nagħtu każ wkoll. U wkoll aħħar waħda għadna isma' bħalma kontu tafu intom ukoll kien hemm il-pandemija li aħna l-ħaqnija wkoll u affettwatna u jiena naħseb li d-dinja għadha ma ġietx ikkuprata back to normality minn mindu kien hemm il-pandemija li kellna li aħna l-ħaqnija u ħadna fimni sem fija fis-sens imma ġabitna ansja fuq ċertu affarijiet il-pandemija li naħseb wieħed irid jara li fil-ħajja irridu noqogħdu attenti u naraw eżatti x'inhu l-aktar ħaġa affarijiet importanti biex ħadd ma jweġġa kemm bħala familja u kemm bħala tfal ukoll. Li rid ngħid ukoll, Madam Chairman, illi aħna bħala uffiċċju u jiena wkoll bħala kummissarju from day one għamilt promura anke mija jien nifsi li kemm jista' jkun jiena rrid immur viċin it-tfal. U qed ngħidlek għaliex from day one bdejt naħseb illi rrid indur l-iskejjel nagħmel ħafna focus groups ma' tfal, dort ħafna skejjel biżejjed ngħidlek li this is my fourth year u naħseb li ġa dorna qrib 60 skola in all. Ftit baqa imma beħsieb li sa kemm ndum jiena fl-uffiċċju nipprova ndurhom kollha, imma l-għan tiegħi u illi nilħaq it-tfal, niltaqgħu ma' tfal ta' etajiet differenti, ta' skejjel imma ndur l-iskejjel tal-istat tal-Knisja u anke l-indipendenti, etajiet li bdew qisu minn ta' età ta' 7 years 8 għax it-tfal iż-żanniet ma tkunx tista' tiddiskuti magħhom u nibqgħu tilgħi sa senior classes. Sajer 10, għax ubat 11 ikollhom low levels. Ġifieri, dan hija xi ħaġa li nemmen fija u rrid nibqa' nagħmilha. Dis-sena għadurna xi 16 l-iskola diġà. Ħaġa oħra li huwa importanti wkoll u nixtieq nsemmiha wkoll illi jiena mal-ewwel fit-tieni sena tiegħi emmint li għandu jkollna il-Children's Advisory Board, dan huwa board within our office, jiltaqa' darba fix-xahar. Għandna grupp ta' tfal bejn 15 u 20 tifel u tifla, dawn ma jintażlux bla doċċ, dawn nibagħtu it-traġa l-iskejjel kull skola u naraw minnu interessat u minn interessat indaħluh f'dan il-Children's Advisory Board. Huwa board li nemmen li nagħtuh ħafna importanza niltaqgħu every month kull xahar u niddiskutu ħafna materji importanti li jiena way back diġà qatt jiena rrid nisma' tfal. Allura ċertu materju ta' ċertu ħanejtek li għandna bżonn nisimgħu lilhom huwa nħossu li huwa importanti. U naħseb li qegħdin nagħmlu biċċa xi ħaġa tajba li qegħdin ikun dirett ma' tfal. Pereżempju, qed l-ewwel issue li xtaqt insemmi huwa pereżempju iddiskutejna wkoll it-traffikar ta' tfal. Nistħajlkom tgħidu dan ma tantx huwa suġġett sabiħ ħafna. Imma ma tfal li jridu nitkellmu u nitħattu fuq kwalinkwa ħaġa mhux issabiħ biss, importanti li nagħlmuhom, importanti li nġibuhom aware ta' ċertu sitwazzjonijiet għax illum il-ħajja m'għadix ili u sfortunatament qed inħadd kulħadd qed jiffaċċja ċertu problemi. U tfal tagħna huwa importanti li aħna nagħlmuhom. Huwa xi ħaġa li diskutejna fil-Children's Advisory Board, it-tfal jagħmlu recommendations tagħhom. Fil-verità għamlu 13 recommendations u dan ir-rekkomandazzjonijiet qegħdin jitkellmu dwar iħtieġ li titqajjem aktar kuxjenza, speċjalment fost it-tfal, dwar din il-prattika li hija sfortunatament illegali. Qabel ma bdejna ukoll dawn id-diskussjonijiet, ukoll ġiet il-bord ġiet indirizzat minn rappreżentant ta' direttorat ta' drittijiet tal-bniedem fiħdan is-Segretarjat Parlamentari għar-Riforma u l-Eguaglianza u l-Kummissarju Ewropew u l-Kussil tal-Ewropa. Mela x'qed ngħid, qed ngħid illi affarijiet bħal dawn jiġu diskussi direttament ma' tfal. U tfal jagħtu u taw 13 rikomandazzjoni. Xi ħaġa oħra li wkoll nagħtuha importanza u li nemmen qed inkunu qrib it-tfal huwa li aħna kull sena fil-verità sena l-oħra nagħmlu żewġ livins. U dawn iż-żewġ livins huma għamilnihom ġawdex ipparteċipaw madwar 95 tifelu tifla u again dan il-fatt li tkellimna fuq traffikar ta' tfal ukoll aħna tellajta wkoll fil-livin biex inkunu nistgħu nisimgħu u naraw it-tfal huma x'iridu jgħidu. Naturalment permezz hekk aħna nkunu qed jagħtu wkoll sehem aktar huma u jagħtu iżjed għarfien fuq dwar dan is-suġġett. Li rrid ngħid ukoll illi barra li aħna diskutejna dan huwa wieħed tagħtikom eżempju ta' diskussjonijiet li aħna kellna ma' tfal. Ħaġa importanti wkoll iddiskutejna wkoll fuq id-deportazzjoni u l-immigrazzjoni u l-ħtief ta' tfal. Nistħajkom tgħidu dawn ma tantx huma suġġetti sbieħ, però rridu nġibu qdim majnejba għajnejna li minħabba li hemm ċertu kriżijiet ekonomiċi li għaddejjin fid-dinja. U ambientali u anka f'ċertu pajjiżi li qegħdin jolqtu t-tfal tagħna. Sfortunatament m'hemmx għażla oħra ħlief li dawn it-tfal jkunu mill-qutajn mill-qutin skużani minn dawn il-problemi li huma jiffaċċaw fil-pajjiż tagħhom, dawn mingħajr ma jridu qegħdin ibatu ġuħ u anka persekuzzjonijiet minħabba dawn il-problemi. Għalhekk ħafna minnhom naħseb mhijiex għażla tagħhom, ikollhom jitilqu minn pajjiżhom u jfittxu pajjiżi oħrajn fejn huma jħossuhom iktar siguri. U dal-fatt ukoll qed jeżisti ġewwa Malta għaliex qegħdin jiġu u dawn huma proprja dawk it-tfal li qegħdin jfittxu għall-ażil. Mhux hekk, jiġifieri dawn it-tfal imsieken għandhom bżonn l-għajnuna tagħna. U dawn it-tfal ukoll huma għandhom jiġu protetti u mħarsin. U aħna bħall-uffiċċju għandna nagħtu wkoll każ ta' dawn it-tfal, għaliex dawn it-tfal għandhom ikollhom l-istess drittijiet bħal tfal oħra. Naturalment, is-sitwazzjoni ta' tfal hija xi ħaġa li mhijiex daqshekk faċli, imma huwa importanti li aħna nagħtuhom l-għajnuna li għandhom bżonn. Irrid ngħid ukoll illi diskussjoni oħra li aħna tkellimna dawn huma kollha topics li aħna niddiskutuhom anka fl-advisory board. Tkellimna wkoll fuq internet safety, is-sigurtà fuq l-internet. Din hija xi ħaġa li hija ta' interess kbir ukoll u li aħna nagħtuha ħafna importanza. Issa aħna bħala uffiċċju nagħmlu parti mill-Be Smart Online. Il-Be Smart Online huwa proġett imtalla min-naħa tal-EU u li fih nipparteċipaw aħna flimkien mal bħalissa l-FSWS għastajt ngħidha, skużawni, għandna min-naħa tas-Cyber Crime Unit, għandna wkoll min-naħa tal-edukazzjoni. U aħna dan ilu għaddej, mhux issa, madam ċerwin, dan ilu għaddej dawn l-aħħar 15-16-il sena. Bħalma ta' fint, jagħmlu xogħol siwi ħafna, a group of people ukoll illi ċemplu il 179, skużani, grupp ta' nies li apposta jagħtu l-għajnuna li dak ukoll fejn għandu bżonn, u aħna bħala uffiċċju naħdmu magħhom ukoll. Irrid ngħid ukoll illi komplejna nagħmlu wkoll hawnhekk għandkom jekk wieħed iħares lejn il-global environment li aħna qegħdin ngħidu, semmejna wkoll illi aħna nipparteċipaw l-uffiċċju tagħna fejn imur jagħmel classification tal-films għandi xaħat mill-offiċu li jmur biex jikunem age appropriate films. Skużi?
Yes,
fil-film board. Għanna rappresentant minnaħatu l-offiċu tagħna biex jitkellem u jgħid l-opzjoni jew jekkux tajjeb għat-tfal jew le. Naturalment, u importanti li anka jkun hemm xi ħadd mill-offiċċju tagħna. Irrid ngħid ukoll illi hawnhekk wieħed irrid ngħid il-parteċipazzjoni daw rajta tal-Advisory Board on Child Participation di diġa semmejta fil-verità. Jekk immorru ukoll għall-slide liħor, ma l-ewwel tindunaw ukoll illi qed insemmi Child Participation għal darb'oħra. Għaliex daw diġa qed għaw Madam Chairperson illi għamilna dawk il-focus groups illi għamilna ukoll li nixtieq insemmiha illi s-sena l-oħra iċċelebrajna l-20 sena minn mintu waqqafna ġim waqqaf l-offiċċju tagħna u għal dan l-anniversarju għamilna competition l-itfal. Fej it-tfal ingħataw jistgħu jażlu, jagħmlu tpenġija, jagħmlu write-up, jagħmlu xi poeżija. U jekk inti tħares lejn il-ktieb li preżentajtulkom fil-verità mimli fih tpenġijiet u tat-tfal li huma għamlu għal din il-competition. Ġifieri b'hekk aħna did-darba jekk wieħed iħares lejn ir-rapport annwali tajnieh importanza ħafna, ħafna, ħafna fuq il-parteċipazzjoni tat-tfal. Dak huma kollha biċċiet mill-competitions għaliex it-tfal rebħu. 10 kien hemm vera li parteċipaw ħafna iżjed, ma naturalment kellna nagħżlu l-xisima l-di tagħna. Irrid ngħid ukoll li l-offiċċju tagħna ħdimna flimkien kemm mal-università kif ukoll min-naħa tal-Ministeru ħdimna biex issir riċerka fuq it-teknoloġija. Għax kont se ninsa ngħidilkom. Hija riċerka illi way back diġà ħabbarna nofsa s-sena l-oħra, s-sena l-oħra saret l-ewwel parti u din titkellem fuq l-andament tal-użu tat-teknoloġija mit-tfal ġewwa Malta u jekk il-bambin irid tieni parti se nippreżentawha later on matul din is-sena. Għaliex hija xi ħaġa li nħossu li hija importanti wkoll ninsemmiha għaliex egħin qegħdin naraw b'tali mod ta' kif din it-teknoloġija se taffettwa t-tfal tagħna. Għandna wkoll semmejna ma rridx ma nsemmix ukoll illi minnaħa aħna tagħna wkoll ħadna sem u tajna importanza fuq il-mental health dan huwa topic ukoll li qed jissemma ta' spiss. U li importanti li aħna wkoll nagħtuh l-importanza tagħna bħala offiċċju. U li aħna wkoll it-tfal rajna huma x'ixtiequ x'qegħdin jgħidulna fuq il-mental health ukoll, għaliex dan huwa topic li aħna ridna niddiskutuh ukoll u li aħna ħadna sehem ukoll fil-Malta Health Strategy ta' Malta ta' 2020-2030 u naturalment nieħdu konoxxenza ta' dawk ir-rakkomandazzjonijiet u dawk l-idejat li t-tfal imexxu jgħidulna. Irrid ngħid ukoll li aħna bħala offiċċju nagħmlu ħafna riżorsi u r-riżorsi tagħna jkunu dejjem ta' tagħlim. U kien jista' jkun nibqgħu mmexxu fuq nagħtu iżjed tarif kemm tax-xogħol tagħna kemm ukoll x'nagħmlu flimkien mat-tfal. U s-sena l-oħra qassamna wkoll time management tip sheet li jiena ġibtilkom waħda ħalli tkunu tistgħu tarawha. Din qassamniha fl-iskejjel kollha hija interessanti, hija ħelwa. Nagħtu ċertu riżorsi lit-tfal kollha. Fejn huma qegħdin nagħmluhom kif għandhom iqassmu l-ħin tagħhom bl-aħjar mod. Għaliex illum it-tfal meta titkellhom magħhom jgħidu lek hemm għandhom stress u jekk issaqsihom l-istress tagħhom x'inhu dejjem isemmu l-ħafna homework, iridu jlaħqu naturalment u mantihom xtort u hekk anzi jiena wkoll noħu pexx kollu t-tfal noħodhom for extra curriculum activities għaliex għana dejjem insostnu li t-tfal importanti li mhux iqattgħu ħafna ħin fuq it-teknoloġija, imma hemm bżonn li jinżamm bilanċ. Aħna dejjem nagħlmu huwa it-tfal li għandu jkun hemm bilanċ ħalli huma ma jibatux u jieħdu pjaċir ukoll li jagħmlu dak id-delizzjoni huma jixtiequ. U dan huwa tali mod din qassamlija fl-iskejjel kollha mhux hekk su. U hija xi ħaġa li qegħdin nagħtu tips it-tfal ħalli jaraw kif iqasmu il-ħin tagħhom b'tali mod effikaċi u jkunu jistgħu jagħmlu jieħdu pjaċir ukoll u jagħmlu dak li huma jixtiequ jagħmlu. Irrid ngħid ukoll, Madam Chairperson, li jiena matul is-sena l-oħra wkoll tajt importanza wkoll għax għamilt vista wkoll il-faċilità korrettiva tal-ħabs. Nistgħajlek tgħidli kif mort, imma hija xi ħaġa li tqajmet ukoll u kelli ċertu tħassib fuqha u emmint li huwa dover tiegħi wkoll immur nara bajnejja u mort. Tajt is-suġġerimenti tiegħi, ħriġt il-proposti tiegħi, ħadd pjaċir li mort għaliex rajt bajnejja xi hemm mhux m'hemmx, rajt ukoll li hemm ma niddejjaqx ngħid qatt fejn hemm bżonn li jrid jitranġa u fejn hemm bżonn irtiġijiet biex iktar ikun hemm sitwazzjoni biex qed ngħid li hemm xejn ħażin speċjali, imma xi tejjeb dejjem ikun hemm. U naturalment l-iskop tiegħi dak jien illi mhux l-immaqdar għax l-immaqdar mhux l-iskop. Aħna jiena mort mhux biħsib l-immaqdar, mort biħsib illi rridu naraw x'in il-ħtieġa biex intejbu s-sitwazzjoni li tinsab tal-ħabs għaliex after all it-tfal tagħna imorru l-ħabs, iżuru l-familjari tagħhom u ma nixtieqx illi daw it-tfal forsi jħossuhom mhux daqshekk welcome. Il-ħabs hija importanti li daw it-tfal li donatu każ tagħhom ukoll għaliex huwa dritt tagħhom li jmorru jżuru l-ġenituri tagħhom huma dritt tagħhom li jaraw l-uliet, imma kemm jista' jkun ikun hemm child friendly visitation lil dal-post illi kulħadd iħossu b'tali mod qiegħed ħanajtek iħossu komdu speċjalment fejn jidħlu t-tfal għax jiena dejjem inħares lejn l-interess ta' tfal. Għax after all dak l-iskop tagħna li kemm jista' jkun it-tfal inġaluhom jaċċettaw is-sitwazzjoni li jkunu fiha u ma jħarsux liha b'tali mod li huma jibżgħu jew jħossuhom intimidati, not at all. Din hija xi ħaġa li tiġri imma hemm bżonn li t-tfal nagħtuhom lejn huma li għandhom bżonn b'dak il-mod. Nirringrazzja min-naħa tiegħi bħalu aħna li aħna ġejna min-naħa ta' CEO. Il-għana ħafna, id-diskutejna li kena niddiskutu u ħal proposti tagħna qegħdin jagħmlu ħafna affarijiet li l-qudiem ukoll se jistidni biex imur u nara x'kambjament qed isir. Jiġifieri dak kien l-idea tagħna li aħna mmorru naraw. Aħna bħala uffiċċju huwa lan tagħna li naħdmu ma' kulħadd. Importanti li naħdmu mal-stakeholders kollha. Għaliex jiena nemmen bisih li jekk aħna naħdmu wkoll flimkien aktar nistgħu nkunu ta' ġid għat-tfal tagħna. Naħdmu wkoll mal-legal aid u fil-verità is-sena l-oħra ħriġna wkoll a child friendly ħanajtek leaflet fuq legal professions u nemmen illi anka xi ħaġa bħal din għandna aktar nagħtu għajnuna u għandna aktar nagħmlu l-għalmu tagħna illi kemm jista' jkun nagħtu anka training lil dawn in-nies bħala legal professionals in a child friendly way. Għandu jkun hemm iktar reazzjoni kemm min-naħa anka tal-qorti anka min-naħa tal-ġudikatura illi kemm jista' jkun nagħtu consideration li dawn it-tfal nagħtuhom dik child friendly attention għaliex dawn diġà jkunu meta jitlu fil-qrati speċjalment it-tfal diġà jkunu msieken għandhom ċertu trauma. Allura jiena nemmen li din it-trauma għandna nnaqsu ilhom u nnaqsu ilhom b'tali mod li nagħtu aktar għajnuna u jkun hemm iżjed professional ħanejtek help illi anka għamilt jiena għaliex qiegħda wkoll nagħmel parti mill-parents għaw positive parenting insistejna ħafna li għandu jkun hemm għandhom jiżdied anke child advocates li għandhom jkun hemm iżjed biex kemm jista' jkun il-child advocates ikunu edin iżjet emmek mil-bidu netta l-kawza għal jikun istaw jajnu tfal. Għartakur l-iskop ta' child advocates. Tkellimna u koll, Madam Chairperson, importanti li t-nsemmija illi tkellimna u koll fuq child poverty għalix huwa fattur illi ma nistawx ma nejdux għalix jeżistu u koll fil-pajjiż tagħna u diskutejnih u koll, diskutejnih anke ma' tfal għalix huwa xi ħaġa importanti u ħriġna u koll u rajna illi dak ir-rakkomandazzjoniet li tawna tfal ukoll daħħalnihom u tajna kasom fil-New National Poverty Reduction Strategy. Għalix aħna fl-istrateġija tal-National Action Plan for Child Guarantee ta' 2020-2030 ukoll għamilna update tagħha u rajna kif għamilna biex aħna nikkoordinaw flimkien illi jkun hemm poverty reduction fl-istrateġija. Għalix bekk qegħdin insaħħu wkoll l-itfal tagħna. Il-positive parenting diġà semmejta għalix jiena nagħmel parti minnha u dan jiena naħdem flimkien fil-positive parenting ma-chairman u mal-membri l-oħra li nagħtu importanza wkoll darba mhux it-tfal biss, ma importanti wkoll nagħtu importanza lill-ġenituri. Għalix il-ġenituri huma l-aktar nies li għandhom ikun qrib it-tfal u t-tfal they look up to their parents. Jiġifieri ara kemm hu importanti li aħna nagħtuhom importanza lill-ġenituri li jkunu qrib it-tfal tagħhom. Naturalment, ħedimna wkoll, ħedimt magħhom ukoll issa l-oħra fejn għamilna l-istrateġija tal-Positive Parenting 2016-2024 u bqajna għaddejja dis-sena fuq dis-sena qegħdin naħdmu fuqha wkoll. Għaliex hija xi ħaġa li rridu nagħtuha l-importanza tagħhom ukoll, l-istrateġija kilba minn lid. Ħaġa oħra importanti li ddiskutejna ma' tfal għaliex again nisimaw u tfal u importanti li nisimaw nilu. Tkellimna u kol anka fuq child marriages. Għalix child marriages huwa fatt illi jeżisti u qed isir ukoll ġewwa pajjiżna. Mhux ħafna imma jista' jsir ukoll. U dan hija xi ħaġa illi issa kont se ngħidlek. Aħna bdejn hija fi 24 bdejna niddiskutuha. Dis-sena għaddiet il-liġi u aħna għadimna illim from 16 ridnija u binna li titla għal 18. U ħadd pjaċi li dis-sena f'ġun f'ġulaj, u xie konna regoli, ġulaj ħarġet l-emenda li telat to 18. Ġifieri aħna tajna is-sem tagħna bħall-uffiċċju wkoll li naqblu illi ċ-ċajd meriġanta sir mhux ta' 16 imma tibqa' tiela sa 18. Ġifieri hija xi ħaġa illi aħna wkoll tajna s-sem tagħna bħall-uffiċċju. Aħna nitħattu, nitkellmu u nagħmlu l-almu tagħna illi nsemmu kemm jista' jkun it-tfal kollha kemm huma. U naturalment ma jonqosx ukoll fuq it-tfal li dawk qegħdin in alternative care. Għaliex dawn huma tfal tagħna wkoll dawn huma tfal li għandhom bżonn l-ħtiġijiet u d-drittijiet tagħhom bħal tfal kulħadd. U fil-verità din dawn it-tfal kienet it-tema oriġinali s-sena l-oħra ta' meta jiena tlajt l-innok li hija l-European Network of the Ombudsperson li għanin niltaqa mal-Kummissarju l-oħra ġifieri tal-Ewropa. Kull sena jkollna tema fuq xiex nitkellmu sa l-oħra kienet proprju fuq Children in Alternative Care. U aħna again iddiskutejnija mat-tfal tagħna, mat-tfal tal-Advisory Board, u naturalment ressaqna rikkomandazzjonijiet u jiena bħala kummissarju tlajt meta tqajna mal- fil-laqa tal-kummissarji naturalment iddiskutejna as a whole u rajna x'inhu l-aħjar u x'hemm bżonn isir. Ġifieri dawn l-affarijiet jiena nemmen li noħduhom mill-angolu li mhux jibqgħu Malta biss jekk aħna hemm bżonn irresqu l-idea tat-tfal tagħna għalhekk nemmen li għandu jkun hemm il-parteċipazzjoni għax qegħdin jgħinuna fix-xogħol tagħna wkoll. Huwa wkoll irid ngħid li dan l-advisory board Martin Jefferson kull sena jiġu qed għaw ikun hemm co-option ta' tfal fil-Child Advisory Board għaliex dawn iżjed li jistgħu jagħmlu minn sena sa sentejn. Kull sena ikun hemm it-tibdil f'dan il-board. Ikun hemm forsi jista' joqgħod sena oħra, forsi minn sena sa tnejn, però kull sena jiġu co-opted tfal ġodda. U naturalment huwa importanti li it-tfal inħeġġuhom biex jitkellmu, għaliex it-tfal tiskanta kemm huma intelligenti, mhux kulħadd huwa l-istess, vera xi jkun hemm ministri jitkellem, imma naħseb li bis-saħħa tek din ikorreġġuhom iżjed, nagħtuhom iżjed kuraġġ, u għandna tfal vera bravi, għandna tfal li tuħu pjaċir, tuħu pjaċir. U jagħtuk ċertu sodisfazzjon, aħna tal-lajna magħna tfal ukoll anka meta mmorru l-Enja li huwa l-European Network of Young Advisors intellgħu żewġ titfal kull sena biex aħna nitkellmu fuq it-tema li tkun ġiet proposta dakinhar jiġifieri li mmorru tal-Enja u hija ħaġa sabiħa li jitħaltu ma' tfal oħra mill-partijiet oħra tad-dinja nisimgħu tfal oħra. Hija xi ħaġa ġifieri li nemmen fiha ħafna u li nemmen illi b'ta' dal-mod aħna qegħdin nagħtu iżjed impetus lit-tfal tagħna ħalli ma jibżgħux jitkellmu. Dawn after all huma ċittadini tal-lum, ħanajtek, mhux hekk, huma l-stakeholders tagħna tal-lum. Imma l-qudiem huma jkun il-futur tagħna. U jekk it-tfal inħeġġuhom u nagħtuhom dak il-kuraġġ, naħseb illi jagħmel ġid għall-pajjiż in ġenerali, għaliex it-tfal huma nemmen ħafna fihom jiena. U kemm ili kummissarju ngħid illi t-tfal vera għandha għaxiex nitgħallmu minnu. Għaliex it-tfal huma xi ħaġa illi għandna nożżuhom, għandna nożżu dak li jgħidu huma jiena naħseb li t-tfal jiena dejjem hekk ngħid għax jiena meta nitkellem fuq it-tfal xi kultant emozjana ruħi. Imma ngħid għaliex għandi nemozjana ruħi għaliex jiena naħseb li it-tfal jitkellmu in a very ħanajtek. Right, kif se right? Inġenwini dik il-kelma u meta tisma' ċertu ħanajtek kummenti u ġertu suġġerimenti li joħroġ minnhom li dan ngħid ma kemm hawn tfal bravi llum, mhux għax dari ma kinux, imma s-saħħa li aħna qegħdin tuhom li huma jipparteċipaw hija xi ħaġa pożittiva u nemmen ħafna fiha. U jiena naħseb li b'dal-mod inħoss li għalmenu aħna inħoss li qed nagħmel xi ħaġa pożittiva jiena personali l-verità ngħid. U l-aħħar ħaġa li rrid ngħid għax qed biex nagħlaq il-dina illi aħna wkoll tajna semna wkoll anke bħala Expo għaliex fl-Expo nipparteċipaw ukoll u aħna nqasmu ħafna riżorsi biex nitkellmu fuq il-konvenzjoni ta' drittijiet tat-tfal.
Forse ħafna nirringrazzjak nejjem ninnota li x-xogħol dejjem jitkattar u jiżdied ta' dan l-uffiċċju u niftaħ domandi l-onorevoli li tiġiġ.
L-ewwel ħaġa grazzi tal-klarifika u wkoll anke tal-ħidma tagħku. Iktar milli mistoqsijiet sempliċement nixtieq li forsi nkompli nikkummenta. Minn diversi ħidmiet tagħkom waħed tliet affarijiet nixtieq li forsi. Fuq il-vizitazzjoni tagħkom ġewwa il-ħabs, aħna wkoll anke bħala biex intu tkunu tafu tellajt għamil proposta u ġiet aċċettata mill-Kumitat Soċjali biex niddiskutu il-well-being ta' tfal ta' li għandhom ġenituri tagħhom ġewwa l-dik għax nemmen li dawn huma diffikultà enormi. Ġifieri dawn ġejjin minn familji ħafna drabi minn esperjenzi ta' dik. Ġifieri proset li intu kellimtu u naħseb li tajt li inkomplu naħdmu ma' daw it-tfal, għalli dawn huma tfal qegħdin f'sitwazzjoni ta' vulnerabilità kbira. Punti ieħor li xtaqt li forsi li nabdi kumment fuq hija fuq il-child poverty, għaliex fir-realtà għalkemm il-pajjiż tagħna għandu GDP qawwija imma xorta għandna tfal li għaddin jgħixu fil-povertà. Jiġbed anke l-attenzjoni tal-Kumitat dal-aħħar kellna wkoll anke l-istudju li sar minn Blossom li qed proprju fl-uffiċċju tal-Maris Kolejro preka li fej għal dan over the period tal-ċertu żmien hemm il fuq minn 7,000 tifel u tifla li qed imorru bil-ġuħ ġewwa l-iskola. Ġifieri hawnhekk irridu nitkellmu wkoll anke fuq il-poverta. U l-aħħar punt li xtaqt inkellem għalhom aħna għedna fuq iż-żwieġ tat-tfal. aħna bħala parlament, ġifieri kien hemm ukoll bil li kif naqdu hekk ma naċċettawx unollu il-liġi, l-età, imma rrid innota li xorta għatanna sitwazzjoni. Ġifieri għalkemm għaddejna il-liġi u issa saret illegali, imma mħabba kulturi ta' komunitajiet etniċi li jinsabu fostna, qed ikollna biex ngħidu hekk xorta tisir żwieġ, issa ma jkunx żwieġ legali għaliex huwa legali, imma xorta qed ikollna tfal almenu dik hija biex ngħidu hekk l-informazzjoni li qed nirċievi jien personalment li qed ikollna tfal ta' li qed jiġu mwedin għal dik u naħseb li bħala kummissarju tat-tfal naħseb tajjeb li nitkellmu dik fuqha. Xi ħaġa li forsi xtaqt li forsi intkom tinbuttaw ftit l-itfal iktar li jitkellmu fuq l-ambjent, għax l-ambjent huwa kull climate change għaliex hija sitwazzjoni ta'
jrid insejt ngħidha biss li naturalment it-tfal jieħdu konoxxenza ta' dak li huma jgħidu. Jina għandi dan, għandek inti jizjetzu. Dan juwa the world according to children. Għanti jikom iħe, tu taraw, għadbi għedin. Għandkom innizzela u għek. Xie tfal, xie numa jajdu. U l-ambjent, jek t-nota, jek iħed t-nota, għandek fejn it-tfal. Isemmu kollox. Jek għandek et naraw space for children to form their views. Jek tħares leħ, għandek imniżel ħafna affarijiet li joħroġ direttament minn dak it-tfal. Dan huwa ktejjeb illi aħna qegħdin niġbru dak kollu li t-tfal qegħdin jitkellmu fuq. U jekk ħares lej, onorevoli, u jekk wieħed jinnota hemm diversi affarijiet li jsemmu. Jekk toqgħod tagħti każ, dirty littered outdoors, buildings and construction, noise pollution, special play and sport facilities, mental health, health and nutrition, jiġifieri sustainable energy, jekk wieħed dangers in public outdoor spaces, jiġifieri jekk wieħed ħares.
Jekk dan huwa ir-report ta' 2024, 2025 ħa joħroġ dan ix-xahar World Children's Day.
Dan huwa xi ħaġa li aħna nagħmluh ta' kull sena. U jiena dak li aħna niġbru, u su irrid ningrazzja su għaliex su jiena u su nkunu flimkien u su għanna nlaqgħuhom u tagħmel il-lesson nkun magħha jiena u ngħidna u nagħmlu nieħdu nkonsidrejt ġifieri da għalhekk għattilkom dak tip huwa proprju fuq il-parteċipazzjoni ta'
u li nistgħu ngħidu l-ambjent, il-familja u l-internet huma tliet topics li joħorġu f'kull session.
Kull session. Il-klima wkoll. Jekk tara għandek kollox smoking and vaping, ti tara meta jitkellmu fuq smoking and vaping, kemm kienu jafu. Jiena qed ngħidlek science and technology ħares lejha u tajt vera sewa qalet Antoinette. Children's first collaboration between students.
Ikun tajjeb li ktieb tgħaddu kopja wkoll anke l-istaff tal-biex jiġi emendat mal-presentation.
Din hija xi ħaġa li nagħmluha kull sena u noħorġu rapport li aħna fim ċirrit najt ikunu. Għanti jikom jħet u koll.
Għaxin
jgħet tila eja nġibuwa, jgħet tila jgħin jgħa xaħġa ta' interess.
Mena jgħin sfortu natalat mustajċin kumma. Bżax, ma jgħin. Bidu minnħabba li kelli diskorsu koll fil-planarja, bidu ta' xtaqt naraf t-dżajri, jgħi diskutajtux diġan kella fil-kas naraw il-vuċ ta' tfal xinetejt. Bimot partikolari fejn titħol il-kunċetta s-saħħa mentali.
Yes.
Għax nemmen li bħalissa għanna sfida kbira fejn jidħol speċjalment qed nitkellmu tfal fuq is-sekondarja. Mhux għax fiż-żgħar le, ma naħseb fis-sekondarja jista' jkun qed inħares li bħalissa bħala sfida li jaftit żgħar aktar ulterjuri. Biex nara wkoll forsi biex aħna nkunu nistgħu ngħinu l-tfal tagħna nafu li kien hemm bdil fil-mod edukattiv tal-istudenti kif qed jiġu assessed l-SBAs. U nemmen li tfal ukoll kellhom xi kummenti dwar dan, jien personalment nemmen li jettejn għax anke naqset ftit żgħira mill-piece, iżda ovvjament irridu naraw ftit żgħira kif qed iħarsu lejha. Imma l-aktar jekk tippermettuli xi inħares lejha għax jien irid inħares lejn tfal li jersqu lejn l-iskola mhux ċertu biża iżda x'jeħtieġ li aħna nikkunsidraw meta nħarsu lejn dawn it-tfal. Għax rajt u kol ftit żgħira il-rapport u kol il-rapport jemma referenza biex jitnaqqas l-absenteeism.
Ekku.
u fuq dak tinduru, ġifiri biex aħna nassiguraw l-itfal tagħna aħna nejnuhom u l-aktar speċjalment meta inti forsi jkollok studenti li humiex daqshekk studenti akademiċi nafu li mbagħad wara post secondary isek tinqas jinqas mużjed iżda x'hemm bżonn biex aħna s-sistema tagħna tassigura li ma titlef lil ħadd ta' long the way. Dak huwa kumment li jinxtaq nagħmel fejn jidħol is-saħħa mentali u mbagħad wara wkoll il-kumment ta' tfal għax taqt ukoll nara their point of view fejn tidħol nafu li issa bħala gvern ħankodu nħarsu li nabbozzaw biex nindirizzaw l-etajiet l-użda l-etajiet fuq is-social media li fejn intaħ jkollek ir-restrizzjonijiet u nixtieq nara wkoll hekk hemm views ta' tfal fejn aħna nitkellmu fuq kontroll bħala età.
Yes, yes. Ifimni bħala absenteeism ukoll iddiskutejnih u ddiskutejna u għamilna sexin fakkar nisuma minn bħalissa.
L-FSWS li għandhom il-community centers għandhom network specifically for absenteeism fej qegħdin niddiskutu ma' education. Jekk tippermetti fuq mental health, aħna għamilna l-preparamenti in 2025. Ovvjament dan il-rapport huwa kważi sena tarta xi ovvjament ġa wasalna Oktober. Qegħdin naħdmu mal-Ministeru tal-Drittijiet tat-Tfal kif ukoll mal-Ministeru tal-Edukazzjoni, Ministeru tas-Saħħa u University Cork College fuq proġett propju Empower Me. So empowering a mentally healthy generation. From this scholastic year, ħankunu qegħdin mela l-focus groups li għamilna fil-passat, konna mmorru with a blank slate. It-tfal jgħidulna huma x'inhuma d-diffikultajiet u kif jistgħu jiġu implementati d-drittijiet aħjar. Il-Kummissarju semmek li ridet tmur f'skola f'kull lokalità. Għamilniha, issa il-focus groups ħajkunu iktar targeted fuq mental health. Jiġifieri ħannibdew nagħmluhom specific fuq mental health to feed in li ħajkun hemm riċerka u ħajkun hemm toolkit għall-edukaturi u għall-iskejjel fuq livell nazzjonali kif nistgħu ngħinu iktar l-itfal fejn jidħol mental health mill-primarja going on to secondary and beyond. Inti semmejt l-SBAs, jiena nħoss li jiena I'm an advocate for children's voices jiena naħdem tax-xogħol ħafna snin. U nħoss fid-dmir insemmi li neħħejna l-midjer li kienet ħaġa tajba, però xorta tiħossu l-istress minħabba l-SBAs minna xi kultant minħabba nuqqas ta' koordinazzjoni bejn l-edukaturi. Għaliex ġieli jkollhom assessment pereżempju tlieta f'ġimgħa u ġimgħa ma jkollhom xejn. So xorta jkun hemm ċertu diffikultajiet kważi jgħidulna l-midjer li nafu ġejjin nistudjaw u jgħaddu.
Melissa Sallir.
Ekku, imma sfortunatament il-Students Councils u kol fl-iskejl muddejjem ikkombinataw dak ir-rwol li jisimgħu forsi dak li jkunu qegħdin
jgħidu
t-tfal. Fejn tidħol it-teknoloġija, aħna ilna parti mis-Safer Internet Center għal dawn l-aħħar 15-il sena, niddiskutu ħafna ma' tfal, aħna parti anke mid-DSA, aħna advisors anke mad-DSA li huma l-MCA. Fuq l-età, ovvjament iż-żgħażagħ jieħdu gost fuq social media hija parti minn ħajjithom, però ovvjament jinkwetaw ukoll anke fuq l-AI, fuq il-AI social bots li għandna żgħażagħ ukoll li qegħdin jinteraktjaw magħhom u qegħdin isiru kważi f'relazzjonijiet ma dawn il- ġifieri l-isolation, il-loneliness huma affarijiet li rridu naħdmu fuqhom. U social media iva tittiġi regolata u li jkun hemm age verification li x'nafu li minn 8, 9 u 10 diġà qegħdin jużawha.
Din jużawha. Għaliex it-tfal stessi jgħidu aħna stessi nsaqsuhom kemm idumu fuq il-teknoloġija jgħidu lek ta' 8 u ta' 9 jidħlu diġà fis-social media meta suppost dawn jidħlu ta' 13 plus. Imma ifhimni, hija xi ħaġa li niddiskutuha, hija xi ħaġa li we are aware of it u hemm bżonn li jsir tagħlim imma mhux l-itfal biss, onorevoli, għax it-tfal huma li huma imma jien naħseb li rridu nagħtu każ ħafna mhux naħseb u għandu jkun it-tagħlim li tisir ukoll il-ġenituri, il-guardians li dawk li jeħdossib it-tfal għaliex we have to admit il-ħajja m'għadix li kienet, il-ħajja nbidlet kulħadd huwa busy, kulħadd maġġel, l-AI qiegħda tikber, il-ħajja qiegħda tiġri b'tali mod it's a race, it's a continuous race u naħseb li t-tfal ultimately qed jiġu affettwati. Imma ma nemmiex li ma ssibx soluzzjoni għandna, xina naħseb li jekk aħna naħdmu flimkien kollaborament, naħseb li mhux ta' nsolvuha, tax it's not easy, imma ridu natuwa l-importanza tana il-koll fl-imkien collectively, għaliex din hija xi ħaġa li t-tfal stess jgħidulek, tistaqsihom, hemm li jgħidlek sizzijat miss indum fuq il-computer, Marija Santa ngħid xi.
Jekk nistgħu
il-mental health hija u dik taffet wom żgur m'għandek xi taħseb.
Jekk nista' nagħmel kumment fuq li għadek ifett imma inti għamilt kumment fuq il-ġenituri. Nemmen ukoll fatt li fl-aħħar tal-ġurnata l-adulti veru qed ikun hemm l-ispazji miftuħ iżda jeħtieġ li jkollhom dik l-opportunità l-ġenituri li wkoll jistgħu ikollhom iċ-ċans biex jħorġu lilhom. Għalhekk imbagħad wara jerġgħu jiskattaw punti bħalma fejn jidħlu għandna niddiskutu il-homework għalfejn għax wara l-ħin tal-iskola il-ġenituri skużani ċerb. Il-ġenituri qed nispiċċaw forsi tqattammont ta' sigħat flimkien mal-uliet biex l-uliet ikun jistgħu jagħmlu l-homework li awtomatikament il-homework qed ikun għad-detriment tal-ħajja familjari biex tingħaqad aktar flimkien. Allura iva, mek qed nasal li naħseb għandna bżonn inħarsu li anke lejn il-ġenituri li mhux biss li jinħolqu spazji miftuħa li jkunu qed walking distance, jeħtieġ li anke uliedna jkollhom dak iċ-ċans biex ikun hemm dak il-bilanċ.
Il-bilanċ kollox, xina wkollek hemm. F'kollox irid ikun hemm bilanċ, ejja ngħidu l-verità. Il-bilanċ irid jinżamm f'kollox.
U fuq nota oħra, matul iż-żmien issa li jintilek commissioner. Right variation min pre-COVID kids għal post-COVID minħabba li forsi wkoll kellek aċċess għal studji ta' qabel?
Ifimni, ġifieri qabel ma kien hemm il-COVID it-tfal l-ewwel net.
Sfidi li mill-li kienu li ħanaj
fil-COVID tinsiex kienet sfida kbira għal kulħadd li kulħadd tinqata' ta' ġudaru, kulħadd issegraka ruħu u spiċċa waħdu u naturalment kienet ukoll, serviet ukoll li sar ċertu xogħol mid-dar, case in point, per eżempju, il-teleworking, il-fatt li l-impjegati setgħu jaħdmu mid-dar. Naturalment, this forsi it helped in one way għaliex tat ukoll l-inizjattiva li llum il-ġurnata qegħdin jitolbu anke l-impjegati li jagħmlu ċertu teleworking mid-dar għax ħadnija tagħlima, però segregat ukoll il-familji naħseb jien għaliex fil-COVID il-fatt li ma konniex niltaqgħu, il-fatt li n-nies kienu jibżgħu joħorġu, naħseb dik affettwat anke t-tfal tagħna, mentalment kienet forsi ma kienitx daqshekk gravi, però jiena naħseb li affettwat lil kulħadd għaliex kienet xi ħaġa li kulħadd kien jibża', kulħadd jibża' jmur. Jina nara minni, tfal tiegħi kienu jersqu lejn id-dar tiegħi u ħassejtni ġew żmien ma nistix ngħid li kont inħossni rid nibki kuljum. Għax kont ngħid ara jiena minn familja terba' wliet, ħadd minnhom ma jiġi d-dar. Kienu jiġu minuta, ixejruli minn wara l-grada, ġifieri hija xi ħaġa li ħaseb u wara tfal. Forsi tfal iż-żgħar ma kellhomx konoxxenza daqshekk għaliex jiġu protetti mill-ġenituri imma ta' ċertu età naħseb li dik ħassewa. Però on the other hand, tat il-fakultà li t-tfal naħseb użaw iżjed teknoloġija għaliex biex saħħa tat-teknoloġija dak li jkun baqgħu in kontakt ma' sħabhom. Setgħu jagħmlu iżjed kuntatt. U forsi from the day iktar tat fakultà li t-tfal iktar joqogħdu fit-teknoloġija naħseb jien ukoll. Ġifieri kellha effett naħseb from both ways ukoll. Jien hekk nara b'dak il-mod. Imma ma naħsibx li huwa żmien li I want to go back alla ħares. Ġifieri għaddejna minna, thank God li ma nqalax ħafna problemi bħala pajjiż, kellna pajjiż li ma kenniex daqshekk. Konna reżiljenti kollha kemm aħna ma nqalax affarijiet li seta' kien iżjed ta' detriment għal-ħajjitna. Jifieri
nirringrazzjakom ħafna ħajkonna nalquha u
l-mistidni
l-oħrajn inhom fil-kumitat u nawguralkom ħafna iktar ħidma li dejjem tkomplu żidu l-inizjattiva.
Grazzi ħafna. Grazzi ħafna. Sorry.
Sa kemm ikunu qegħdin jieħdu posthom il-mistednin ieħor nitkellem bl-Ingliż, I'd like to welcome you here the NGO by the name of Tama to have their seats here with us. And in the meantime, while you're taking your seats, ħajkoll innawwar bil-Malti issa nitlob l-onorevoli membri biex jagħtu daqqa tajn il-minuti u japprovawhom. Ġew il-kopji tal-minuti tal-laqgħa konġunti. l-14 laqa numru 42 Umbat kena laqa numru 43 li kienet laqa konġunta bej il-Kumitat Soċjali il-Kumitat war l-affarijiet tal-familja.
Hello,
Bibi.
Il-minuti huma approvati, grazie ħafna. I welcome you. I would like to apologize for keeping you waiting.
Not
reason being that there was something in the plenary and we couldn't start earlier. But please, I'd like you to invite you to start your presentation, following which we will open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. In fact, what we're about to describe today links to what our esteemed colleagues were speaking about earlier. We do have a lot of elements in common with them. But first, I'm just going to introduce myself. I'm Diana. I'm the executive director and founder of TAMA, and I have with me here my colleagues. Just maybe you guys, if you
want. My name is Samira, and I work as the project assistant.
My name is Samira. I work as the project assistant on Bridging Borders project with TAMA.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Beatrice Njoya, and I'm the newly president of TAMA.
Hi, my name is Jazz, and I'm the communications marketing expert.
So for today, we'll be speaking a little bit. I want to speak a bit about, firstly, the organization and the insights that we've gathered. We've been around since 2020, and this is an amazing opportunity for us. So I would like to maybe get into the issues that may be of interest to you. And so I'm going to start with a brief why we're here and our reason of being. Basically, we started out as a group of professionals, survivors of gender-based violence, and allies who basically want to see solutions, not just challenges. We know that in Malta there are still unaddressed issues and unsolved issues related to gender-based violence. And so we started out in 2020, so it was a very rough year to be starting an organization. In 2020, we did the desire to create a service that's really responsive and agile enough to adapt to the needs of the population, to adapt to the changing needs of the Maltese context of the island, and so tie together as well the existing services, because our combined experience already told us that there's a lot of expertise on the island, there's a lot of agencies that really know what they're doing, but sometimes they also need a bit of a connecting tissue. So this is where we started from. And our journey took us through a lot of areas that touch upon different social issues. So we started from early days. We were just providing basic support to people who are affected by the COVID pandemic, organizing food drives, especially in centers. We supported AWAS, for the Agency for Welfare of Asylum Seekers, for at the very, very beginning. This is 2020 I'm speaking about. Then moving on, we've built up a little bit of trust with institutions. So UNHCR supported us in doing a very basic community awareness service. So we worked with people from the centers, from the communities, in raising awareness about different kinds of gender-based violence, which brought us to our research on FGM perceptions, where we investigated what the current population believes about FGM and what they think and what they understand. And those were findings that are definitely worth speaking about, and they're findings that informed our later activities. And then we've also touched upon the disability awareness, and there we've worked a lot with people from different communities that might have been experiencing disabilities of any sort. This happened to coincide with the war in Ukraine as well. So this is 2022. So there was a lot of women and children coming in, women with disabled children. They didn't know how to access the service. So we kind of gathered information about what they were basically how they were accessing different services. If you recall, there was the temporary protection that Ukrainian citizens were offered, but institutions were a bit unclear as to how they could be accessed. Agencia Support, for example, didn't really know. Other agencies didn't really know. So we kind of supported women who are fleeing the war in understanding what's happening in the service. That's our 2022. And so we also moving forward, we started to crystallize. Okay. So that brought us to understand, to develop more and more our understanding. So we got to a point where we started to create holistic community-based services. That's 23 for us. Under the auspices of different fundings, we were supported by the Ministry for Inclusion for some of this. We were supported by the U.S. Embassy as well with different types of funding structures. And we were able to first understand, for example, community barriers that single mothers could be experiencing, and that was also a research that part research, part awareness raising that we've done in communities with survivors, actually, so it was always survivor-informed. And then we started to understand that our space was into capacity building from government entities. We started with the National School Support Services to provide them with capacity building workshops. We've also started to organize these holistic healing sessions, basically. So we have different types of therapies that are typically very inaccessible to survivors. We had established good relationships with different entities, so we were receiving referrals from Victim Support Malta, from AWAS, from our own community outreach, and we were doing breathwork sessions with them. And these proved to be highly effective as forms of treatment for survivors of trauma and very, very welcomed. Firstly, because they're very culturally universal. We don't need interpreters to be telling people how to breathe. So we could have, for a first time ever, we could have actually Maltese women and Latin Americans and people from Africa and people from Asia in a single group and actually work with them and provide them a service that's also effective. So it's also backed by science. It's not only just breathe to relax, but it's actually there's scientific foundations. So this empowerment space, our project manager, who's not present with us today, Shana Meadows, was very good at gathering first interest from the community.
I want to interrupt you a bit. What does S stand for in your presentation? GBV, I know it's gender-based violence. What is S?
We're using the UNHCR terminology, yes. So it's sexual and gender-based violence. Thank you. In parallel to that, we actually started to understand our other space, which is building capacity within government entities. By now, this is bringing us more to the present day, we got to a point where we are with a lot of trust from different government bodies. We are receiving requests from the National School Support Services to continue their training because we have broad reach from community, so we have a broad understanding of different approaches that would allow other institutions to communicate and to connect better with communities. So because we had the space to offer these trainings at first, we kind of built up this relationship, and so we realized that this is a great space for us to exist in, were quite welcomed. And then at the same time, community-based services, in trauma-informed, and like all of these holistic health sessions that we're offering to survivors. Which brings us to Connecting the Dots 2025 and the process that we've created. I'm just going to share this with you, and this is, of course, for our keeping. We wanted to be very environmentally friendly, so unfortunately we only printed one because saving the trees. No worries.
But if you have soft copies, we have to check if one is going to be painted, this one will be tabled
on the... This one will be tabled in the plenary for everyone to see. But then if you can share the PDF, that would be excellent. Amazing. Thank you.
So here I will let Samira, because she was involved in writing of the handbook, give a bit of a briefing on how it came to be.
Okay. So this Connecting the Dots handbook, it's really more than a handbook. It's more of collective work that was born of collaboration, lived experience as well, and care. It does invite readers, it does invite any kind of policymakers and practitioners as well to slow down, listen deeply, and basically approach the issue of migration with humility and solidarity, basically. One thing that is very important when it comes to this book, it has to do with women's safety and security. And basically, as we are very much aware, where women are safe, communities and nations are secure. I would also like to give a bit of insight on how this book was written. It does touch on three important aspects, the first being Tama's institutional experience, which is grounded in years of engagement with migration, gender justice, and community safety as well. We also had the Bridging Borders Advisory Group, which is a group that contains experts, practitioners, who basically shape the direction, and they also ensure relevance when it comes to the handbook. And my favorite part is the community voices, which is basically has to do with the survivors of sexual and gender-based violence, whose lived experiences give the handbook its heart and authenticity. And one thing that we did when writing this book is we did approach survivors, and we did ask them about the language that they prefer when people speak to them, when it comes to the legal aspect of it, and also when it comes to even day-to-day, when it comes to, like, work, for example. So their voices, if you go through the book, you will see different poems. So their voices, they appear throughout the book, which basically remind us that the progress begins with listening, because listening is a very important aspect of it. It does contain very important aspects, being language, how words are very important, how words can heal, how words can harm. And it does also involve a lot of trauma-informed foundations that create a safe and supportive environment. It is also cultural responsiveness, building genuine trust across the cultures. It does also put theory into practice. We did a lot of research, and it was supervised research as well, where we tried our best to bring different kinds of types of theories, and we put them into practice, as well as the lived experiences of the survivors. And then it brings us to understand deeply how women and security are deeply intertwined aspects. When women are safe, the communities thrive, the trust grows, the economy is strengthened, and stability deepens. And another thing which I would like to also highlight when it comes to this book is that it didn't only touch on women's rights, but it was also inclusive of genders, different genders that also go through sexual gender-based violence, so it was also inclusive. That's all from my side.
So we learned in creating the Connecting the Dots event, which is how, in fact, this is the event that allowed us to even, that there was the knot where, which allowed us to come here in the first place today. In doing so, we have learned a lot of things. So we had our already at the time almost 5 years of experience when we started designing the service, the project, and everything. So we already had our services running. We already had like our practices or our information from the community. But then in addition to that, it allowed us to actually crystallize what we've learned more. And so I will leave my two colleagues to speak as well a bit about what the community has had to say when we collected information about this in designing the service.
Yeah, so actually one thing that I want to really highlight about what makes this guide a lot more unique to all the other guides that we actually did a lot of research that around the world that people have put online and stuff, is that this is coming from lived experience. It's not the theoretical gender-based violence from the university's perfect definition, right? This is literally all our community putting our voices into this one book. And I think there's one quote when I'm thinking about what I really want to share from all the findings that we had, like all the conversations I had, was this one quote that specifically said, at what point will I ever be stopped being called a refugee? Because this is one thing that a lot of women are facing. They come here, they seek asylum, they spend about 20 years of their life here, and they're still being called a refugee. And it's trying to change the narrative. And this book is very like thoughtful on when we were speaking about the words that we use to survivors, like they can either heal or they can completely harm you. And so we really want to try and support organizations, government entities, the local community to just really learn on like how to deal with someone that you know has gone through this crazy journeys. And how to help them heal from all of this. So I don't know if I want to share anything else. Yeah. I'm really proud of the people that contributed that to this book. Thank you.
Thank you. My side, I'm the new president of SAMA, as I mentioned, and I'm the former Miss Universe Malta 2024. So my main advocacy was based on my own experience as a victim of sexual domestic violence and mental abuses. So I joined TAMA because I believe that with the right support back then, for me, in my case, because it was just the right mental support, I became the woman I am today. So without any pretension, I want to stand on every stage and every platform to show all those victims, all those survivors, that if I manage to be where I am today, it means that with the right resources nowadays, they can also manage to rise, reborn from their ashes, and become the women they want to be. So it's very important for us to be here today for the policymakers to highlight the challenges and the gap, the injustice I faced. My main fears, which are the fears of all the victims and all the survivors today, is mostly about the police. This is something we will always talk about without pointing any fingers, but we have to be realistic and face the truth, because without any problem, we cannot have a solution. And if there is no problem, we can't have a solution. So basically, pointing out what is the base of the things we are facing today when we talk about gender-based violence, it starts from there. We are scared to go there because for us, we don't feel enough, we don't have enough of support coming there. So, yeah, I like to be close to those women because I want to show them that the woman I am today, you can be that woman. And I'm pretty sure that this happened to me a few years ago. Thank God I managed to make my way through. But I always want to show them that, listen, never give up. Hope is there. We have now the policymaker, because back then I didn't know about all that. We have the policymakers
And we have NGOs like TAMA to support us. We have a lot of specialists to support us mentally. And yes, I remain quite close to them because they need someone to rely on. They need to see someone who understands their feelings, who have been through the same traumas for them. And most and foremost, they need to feel trusted. They need to address to someone who can understand without any judgment.
That is what we've... Thank you for that. That is where we shine, and that is where we wanted to bring our point. We learned basically that there are barriers. We know that there is not enough trauma-informed approaches or culturally informed approaches within many of the police entities right now. Sometimes there's a question of having one or two coordinators ready to take on this, to take on the task of coordinating and liaising with all of these agencies. It's not for nothing, but we've also been one of the, we've actually brought the first case of prevented FGM in Malta, and the law has been around since 2015, because we were able to be there and hear the woman, hear the survivor, and understand what the needs were and coordinate and liaise with the agencies, because we found that there's a lot of willpower. It's just that the coordination is something that sometimes struggles and sometimes straddles. So when we created this, when we brought Connecting the Dots forward, that was it. That was the idea, that we can help build capacity, we can help foster understanding, we can help foster trust between survivors and institutions, so that the institutions themselves could become more effective in that sense. Right now, for example, VSA, so Victim Support Agency, who very kindly allowed us to do a training on FGM, with them, and we're going to continue doing so. For now, they've highlighted to us that many times women don't end up with them directly. First, they would go to the police stations, to the local police stations, where people lack the training, or maybe they lack the capacity sometimes to intake some of these cases, and people end up being turned away. So this is where it's really hard, and this is where women then would end up needing a lot of empowerment. And so we need to have this coordination, we need to have this communication, and we are here to be the element that can take this coordination. NSSS, on the other hand, so the National School Support Services, also benefited quite extensively for years now from our trainings, and they're quite welcoming. And they were notified us that sometimes they do refer suspected cases of FGM, for example, to VSA, which means that our trainings did take effect to some extent, which means that there is a space for coordination to happen. And there is an element of hope there. Well, Tama. Tama me. So there is an element of hope there. But this is where we are here to bring forward the voices from lived experiences to help bridge these borders and bridge these elements. So we're here. The service, as we intend to keep it, we want to keep all survivors in check, because it cannot be a disaggregated, it cannot be a segregated service, for sure. So our goal right now is to maximize the output and maximize the effectiveness of institutions who are responsible for example, safeguarding rights of women and children, and their communities. So if we can build a bridge of trust there, we will be there to do it. That's the intention. We're now in the position where we're working with the University of Malta to put forward some of our training, some of our capacity building workshops to students. So we have in November with midwife students. We want to expand it so that there's more and more and more to access.
continue, of course, with Victim Support Agency, and so expand the agreements that we have with different institutions so that they are more prepared. From the colleagues earlier, I understood as well that now there's, of course, a movement towards incorporating child marriage and forced marriage into that, and that is, again, expertise that we can get, because as an NGO, we're quite agile in that sense. We're able to gather resources. We're also at the phase where we're trying to establish a connection with the Metropolitan Police of London so that we get training from their side, and then we can actually impart the same training. And then also continue our holistic health services as well with community. We've restarted. Funding is a challenge, so we'll speak a bit about the challenges that we're facing. But we've restarted the community, the holistic services. At the moment, we again receive from survivors of sexual exploitation, from different kinds of abuse, survivors of gender-based violence or domestic violence. So we want to continue doing that because they're highly, I can't emphasize how effective these therapies are. Again, there's no intercultural, there's no portability, so even someone who's very, like, someone from the south, so someone who's very low income can go through a breathwork session without, and receive the benefits of it without necessarily having to process too much mentally. So this is why I'm a psychologist myself, so for me this is a little bit hard to say, but it's true though that the effectiveness when there's barriers of economical barriers or cultural barriers or language barriers, then yeah. So this is, and prevention work.
But
is
breathing is transversal. Everyone needs to breathe, right?
Of course. So this is where the vision is, the service. Our challenge. Where our challenge right now is, ironically, usually you would find, then most of our colleagues from most of our NGOs colleagues would say that the biggest challenge is establishing cooperation. For us, that was never an issue. I mean, we had access to people from whichever agency. If we went and knocked on their door, so to speak, metaphorically, they opened them for us. We worked from detention spaces to, again, to whichever area we can. So if we have the capacity, we will continue to. But our challenge, as always, is, basically being kind of alone in this, and then also funding. Funding is the never-ending challenge. But I do have to say that we're when it comes to cost benefit, I would say we're quite good. We've achieved a lot with not very much. What we wanted to put forward to you today is the possibility to, for example, cooperate. If you want to use us and want to use us for data, for example, we have it. We have information. We have the technical capacity to do it. The bigger tragedies, the bigger problems with NGOs nowadays is that they don't actually have the knowledge, they can't hold on for long. We struggle with funding, but we do have the technical capacity, so this is where we can offer support.
Thank you very much for this very interesting presentation. Do you have questions? Do you have any questions? I have two questions.
not usual,
because usually I'm chairing, but I was curious to see, because we have a DV hub in Santa Lucia, right? What happens in such cases when they report? Do you step in? Are you contacted? Do you offer the service? That's my first question. Second question is, maybe very briefly, the methodology you used for compiling the lived experiences. So how did you do that, to come up with maybe your position in, Maybe you start and then we'll continue on.
Yes, of course. So when it comes to my knowledge, I do have a background in international relations, and I just finished a master's degree in conflict resolution and security of the Mediterranean. So I did use my academic knowledge and the theories that I know, but as Jas previously mentioned, it was turned into lived experience, and that's when Jas stepped in, because she has very close relations with the asylum seekers and the refugees in detention centers where she spoke with them, and that's how we gathered the information and the testimonies from them. And we have also used information from connecting the dots. It was in May, it was 25th and 26th of May, I think. So the first day we had it, it was very interesting because we had policymakers and we also had survivors of sexual gender-based violence where they gave out their testimonies in front of the policymakers. And that's why it was called under the umbrella of connecting the dots.
The simple answer is that I'm friends with a lot of the women that was included. Yeah, and I encouraged, because I've been part of Tamar for a few years now, and something that I see happen a lot, and something that I praise Tamar for a lot, is that a lot of organizations use people with lived experience. They use them for their quotes, they use them for their speeches, and then they put them to the side, and then that's it. But something that Tamar does is completely different. It's like let's get you a role in this project that we have to be one of our researchers, because clearly you have skill set, not only lived experience, but you also have skills, and we can hire you as well. And so I think, and so that's basically how we've got lots of women now trusting Tamar and being part of this collective voice. Yeah.
What about the collaboration then with the DV Hub in Santa Lucia? How does that work out?
So what we do at the moment, we're not contacted. Case management is a resource-heavy activity. So what we do right now is we would like to build up a proper case management profile. At the moment, we just don't have the resources for it. So what happens is that entities usually send us referrals. So we reach out to them. We say that we are in a position to offer once again these sessions. And they send us people. So they send people who are already under their care. We don't... The other way around at the moment, again, very resource heavy. When we worked on the few cases that we've managed, ended up with a lot of hours. And most of us are basically volunteers so.
Thank you very, very much for joining us today, and hope to be having you again in the future. And I hope to see more of Tama in their work. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. 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 Th